Today is Friday, December 23rd, 2022. You are steadily running out of time for your Christmas shopping. If you haven't done that already, not to stress you out, but if that's something you worry about, you're already worried. Anyway, today's DVR readings come to us from Luke 1:46 through 55, 2 Samuel 7:18 through and then 23 through 29, and then Galatians 3:6 through 14. I'm going to take a look at Galatians today and talk about blessings and curses. This isn't a primer on how to do it. This is talking about what Paul's talking about here in Galatians. Paul's drawing a line here between the blessing that we get in faith and the curse that we receive in the law. It's not that the law is a bad thing, or that the law, you know, is just there to curse you. But if that's how you're going to live your life, if you think you're going to somehow like achieve God's presence in your life solely through obedience to the law, probably not so much. And you're going to find yourself in this kind of, like you're living under a curse. There's a guy named Douglas Campbell who writes commentaries, and sometimes, yes, when I'm not feeling particularly inspired, I will actually look at commentaries, and sometimes I'll just read a commentary, but especially when I'm looking at a text and something doesn't really get my attention right away, I'll turn to commentaries because those people have really put in the effort, and it's a very helpful stuff a lot of times, and that was the case today. Douglas Campbell wrote a big commentary on Paul's writings, and today when I looked at this thing in Galatians, it's one of those texts where you see it all the time, and sometimes you're too familiar with stuff and it just doesn't really register. But then he said something that really kind of jumped out at me and made me realize, this is kind of important, and this is kind of the whole thing that's going on this season, and a good reason why it's in the daily Bible reading for today, to get you ready for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, which is tomorrow and Sunday. But he talks about he writes on this line of thought in Galatians with this issue of blessing and curse and the faith or the law. So I'm just going to read a little bit of what he said here. He says, "Rather surprisingly for devout Jews, law observance also seems implicit in that realm," that is, the participating in the realm of blessing or curses, "especially if it is not perfect." And then he puts in quotes, "Everything in the book of the law must be done," out of quotes, "or the law's curse is activated." So, in other words, the law, if you don't do it perfectly, ceases to become a blessing, right? Because it is a blessing because it's God's will and word given to us so that we can have clear ideas of what is acceptable and what's not. But when you don't do it perfectly, you move out of that realm of blessing, and you quite easily and quite quickly run into this realm of curses. He goes on to say, "Or the law's curse is activated, an intriguing reorientation of a verse that seems in the first instance, to curse those not observing the law in any sense, that is, non-Jews. But Christ has effected release from this situation for those marked by pistis," that's the Greek word that means faith. "By means of some process of identification, he has become a curse, and that has somehow affected the release or purchase of others, including pagans, from that cursed state, which seems moreover to be a countervailing life characterized by works or not." And so, yeah, so the whole thing that's going on is Christ is coming into the world to move us out from under that curse. And then the next thing that popped into my mind was joy to the world. And yeah, you should have a lot of joy, and there should be a lot of joy in the world about that. But when you think about that hymn that we're all going to get together and sing at church Saturday night and possibly Sunday morning, because, you know, hey, churches are open on Christmas. We sing that great old church hymn, Christmas hymn, joy to the world. And it has this line in it. It says, he comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. And that's exactly what Paul is promising. That's what Mr. Campbell is explaining to us here, that as Paul says, Jesus has redeemed us. He has purchased us so that we may have the blessings that come by faith. It's one of those things where if you don't have faith, the law is a burdensome curse. But if you have faith in Christ, the law is somehow suddenly a blessing. Yeah. So get out, go to church, sing joy to the world. That's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy your Christmas weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.